Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the 60 Second Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. In today's episode, we explore the evolving role of robotics in managing rising returns within warehouses with our guest, Ashley Hetrick. We'll discuss innovative use cases where robots are assessing product conditions, the benefits they offer over human labor, and other creative applications. Join us as we look ahead to the future of robotics and warehousing and how it can transform retail operations. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Thanks, Natalie.
Ashley, so we've talked about the use of robotics in the warehouse before, so this is not a new concept for us. But there seems to be an evolution going on as to how companies are using them. I recently read an article that robots are now being used to help manage increasing returns. What are some of the creative use cases that you're seeing now in the marketplace?
Absolutely. So obviously, these cases of rising returns are costing companies hundreds of millions of dollars a year. We're seeing robotics being used at three key stages in the return process. The most traditional application is, of course, the movement of the returns themselves. When they enter the warehouse, reducing the cost of getting them back on the shelves. Reverse logistics in the same way that you'd use them for outbound logistics. Second and more recently, we've seen advanced robotics that can assess return quality to help companies identify what can be restocked and what needs to go out for repackaging, refurbishment, write-off, and the like. That's all about preventing returns the second time around. These same robotics are also being layered with AI tools to prevent return fraud, which I think is an interesting evolution. How do I perform sophisticated matches with information about known about what the item should be to make sure what's coming back is actually what you sent out and not something else or worse, an empty box? Upstream, it's really all about preventing returns. And robotics are playing a role there too. They're assessing conditions before items get shipped out and ensuring they match with known descriptions to ideally prevent them from being returned in the first place. So we're seeing them appear across the warehouse to help us deal with this return problem.
I think it's actually incredible. And we talk about AI, I think almost in every podcast these days, AI comes up in some way or another. But, you know, using AI and robotics is probably something incredibly unique that I haven't heard before. So let's stick to robotics. What are the benefits of using robotics as opposed to, say, humans when you're reviewing the returns and the conditions of these returns?
It's all about speed and cost. Robots can process outbound shipments and inbound returns faster than a human, and have the advantage of being able to operate on a 24 hours a day, 7 day a week a shift, something you could never ask humans to do and wouldn't make sense to staff in a typical warehouse. They're also more accurate, and so that's going to help both on the speed and the cost. They're performing activities with a higher degree of precision and consistency and avoiding errors that humans are prone to make when performing repetitive tasks due to fatigue or oversight. The other piece that I think is really interesting about robotics in the warehouse is their ability to capture data. I know we're focused on robotics and not AI, but if you've got customer input that an item wasn't as described as your condition for return, your robotics can capture data on that return condition and give you really great insights into the what. Was it damaged? What did the damage look like? Was it a color variation problem? What caused the return? The effort it would take for a human processing returns to also capture that visual information would be immense, and your robot can do it while it's processing the return itself. So we're getting faster, more accurate, and a lot of really valuable data to hopefully drive down returns in the future.
That is really incredible, gathering all of that data and gathering all of that information. And I know that we've had podcasts in the past, where we talked about a significant amount of data that we're all collecting these days and how we process that properly and to our benefit, and not just collect the data for the sake of collecting data. So we've talked about returns, we've talked about this data that we're collecting, we've talked about robotics and the use of AI, which still, you know, amazes me. What are other creative uses that you're seeing with robotics, specifically in the warehouses? And of course, I'm going to make you take out your crystal ball and where do you think that it's going to be 5 years from now?
So I think both the really interesting things we're seeing and where we're going are aligned. There's two things that I think are really fascinating we've seen start showing up in retail warehouses. The first is a shift from robots to cobots, collaborative robots that work alongside human counterparts. And this is where we really get into robots that are kind of that sci-fi vision of robots. One of the limitations of robotics in a warehouse is they really function like a machine. You put something on a conveyor belt and it moves things through the facility. With cobots, our robotics start to have features that give them the dexterity of a human, enabling them to do smaller things like pick and pack small items, apply shipping labels, and other activities that would otherwise be difficult. Most conventional robotics are really great at moving boxes, but not taking an item off the shelf and packaging it amongst other items. Humans are still doing a lot of that activity. So this idea of cobots that work like people and also don't have to be in a secure, separated space, I think is really interesting. They become the assistant to your warehouse teams. The second is dynamic storage systems. And I don't know if you've ever seen these. The robotics are embedded in the shelves themselves. So your shelves can be compressed in a small area with almost no space between the aisles. Based on needs or the pick and pack request, the aisles are moved and the robotics slide between the aisles to perform the activity. The benefit of this is you can store items in a much more compressed space while leveraging specialty pick robots to navigate high shelves and move heavy items. As space and labor remain two of the highest cost drivers and constraints on retail warehousing, I think we'll continue to see those two differing forms of robotics grow in popularity. Right now, what we really have to get over is the cost hurdle of these advanced systems to make them accessible. And the more labor and space get expensive, the easier that equation becomes.
That is actually, I can't wait to see it in action. So the second item you described, where you have the robotics in the actual warehouse, in the locations, I've actually seen that. One of my clients have that. It's absolutely fascinating. But I have yet to see a cobotic, and I would love to go out with you the next time you're going out to one of your warehouses so I can see one of these things in action.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Great. Thank you, Ashley. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in today. If you haven't already, don't forget to add us to your library where you listen to your podcasts so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.